Gary Crowley on BBC London 94.9, and it's a pleasure to welcome to BBC London Ralph Hutter from Kraftwerk. We're here to celebrate the release of the band's new album, Tour de France Soundtracks, which is out this week. Ralph, welcome. It's
Hello.
Good to meet you.
Welcome. Hello.
Now, I'm assuming that you're no stranger to London. When would you have visited the capital for the first time? Any memories?
Oh, that must have been by the time of Audubon, in the mid-70s.
And would you say that, you know, the city has changed much in that time at all?
Yes, it's very lively now. I've just been walking, and it seems to be very much alive. Maybe that's due to the good temperature.
Is it a city that you enjoy visiting, Ralph? And if it
yes,
is, you know,
yes.
For what reason? What do you like about London?
Well, I have to be careful because they're driving on the wrong side of the road. No, for the musical side.
Yeah. What kind of stuff? When you say musical side, I mean anything in particular?
Well, our record company is here and the coordination of the international agency, and so...
It's all here, basically.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit, if we can, about what Kraftwerk have been up to so far this year. Can you kind of give us an idea? Well, what have the band been up to?
Well, we did concerts in Japan in December, in the cold. And then in January, we play the festivals in New Zealand and Australia in, like, over the 40 degrees. And there was big fires also around there and super hot. And then we came back to Düsseldorf into kind of, like, late winter to finish the work on the album over the last couple of months. That's...
Talking of playing live as well, I mean, you mentioned Australia and also New Zealand. Am I right in saying that you played the Big Day Out festival
there?
That's
where we were, yes.
Any kind of sort of, you know, memories from that performance?
Well, it was very energetic, and we played, they had a kind of like a dance area where we played. That was very good.
And what do you all get from playing live as well? What is it about the process that you enjoy?
Well, the music, electronic music played live is, for us, the ultimate. It's like cycling, so you just keep going forward. It's 8 o'clock we start, or 9 o'clock, whenever it's scheduled, and we change the music all the time. There's a lot of little improvisation going on, and turning the filters and turning the knobs and switches, so...
It's always something new.
Yeah, basically we have all the sources of 33 years Kraftwerk material, and then we combine all these elements into the live performance.
We're talking of the band's history. We began this hour by going back to 1977, of course, and the Kraftwerk classic, The Model, a number one here in this country in 1981. Ralph, do you have any memories about, you know, the recording or perhaps the writing of that song that spring to mind?
Well, that was written by my friend Emil Schulte. He had a little poem. And then later I was adding some more verses to it, so we combined this together. And then it was recorded, as I remember, in 78. Nobody wanted to know about it. And then later in the early 80s, it happened here in England. And then later in Germany, the German version also was very successful.
I mean, you said initially that nobody wanted to know about it. I just wondered, Ralph, that when you do, you know, record a track like that, which does go on to be so successful and very influential in that case as well, can you sort of like, you know, tell at the time, Ralph, that, you know, you're working on something unique, you're working on something special, or is that something that comes later?
Well, we sit there in our studio and we concentrated on the music. We just do our work. We have our Kling Kling studio since 1970, so I've been going there with my friend Florian Schneider for 33 years.
Tell us about the studio then. Paint a picture for us so we can, you know, sort of see or imagine, you know, where Kraftwerk make all this wonderful, great music.
Well, it's we started with a very simple equipment back in the 70s and then have been building and cooperating with our engineers and getting more and more sophisticated equipment. And some we built, my friend Florian, he constructed the first manual playable electronic drums. And then we had sequences built for us. And then we used all kinds of oscillators, filters. And then in the 80s, with the introduction of samplers and computers, develop on that side. And now it's all portable, laptop. And we've been taking this to Japan, Paris, where we played last fall in Paris, and then Australia. Now we can travel.
Is being in the studio where you and Florian and also Fritz and Henning are at your happiest as
yes.
well, creating music?
Yes, for finding the music and putting it together, and the doors are closed. And then when it's finished, then it's also very energetic to take this out. And we've played in all kinds of continents. We've played in Rio, we've played in Detroit. So all the energy levels that are there changes the music.
Gives it a whole new perspective.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about the new album. As I mentioned earlier on, the new album is entitled Tour de France Soundtracks. It's out now. Tell us about the concept behind this album. What were you all thinking, once you began thinking about this album and actually putting it together?
Well, I had the concept with a friend in 82, and then we just composed the single. At that time, the concept for the album was there, but never really worked to the end. And then we did some other things, other projects. And now, over the last year, we've been working on finishing the whole album, which is like a film music, that soundtrack music to the Tour de France, which is the hardest sport event on the planet. And we are great cycling fanatics ourselves, so we've taken all the Alp passes and in the Pyrenees ourselves, so we know what we're talking about. And this year the Tour de France invited us to take part inside the race as guests on the helicopters.
How was that? Was that good fun?
Yes, that was very, very intense.
Intense in what way?
Well, being inside the race and the organization of the race and the whole logistics and the whole organization, so it's like 100 years of practice and all the signs, little... it's an amazing world inside the race.
Well, let's play people, a track. We're going to hear a few songs from the album. Ralph, we're going to play Tour de France, Étape 1, first of all. Can you tell us about this track and, the inspiration for this one?
Well, the lyrics from 83, they were more like a vision of France, like the Alps and the Pyrenees and Champs-Élysées, sprint finale Champs-Élysées. And now we created more lyrics from inside the race, like television, moto, reportage, like the media aspect, and the filming, and the recording, and the photos. And so this is the new inside the race lyrics.